Hello, good evening, seal pups, and welcome to the Fish Fry Radio Show. Tonight we have joining us, besides, of course, the controls and Kiss Big in the pig pen, we have you. We have Henry, or as we like to call him, Henri, joining us this evening. We had such a good time with him before, we wanted to bring him back. And I'll just apologize in advance because I'm getting over having the flu and I'm still running a little bit of a fever, but I think with some wine and some Henry, I think it'll all get better very soon. Welcome, Henry.
It's a pleasure to be here. everything gets better with wine and Henry.
There you go. Okay. I'm pouring myself some wine right now. I hate being sick. Like, I don't ever get sick. I have not had a cold or anything in a very long time. And so I actually have a very good life pro tip for never ever getting a cold. But it doesn't help with the flu. And for some reason, even though I'm out in the middle of fuck all right now, I'm in the California mountains, kind of like near Mount Lassen right now. And I have no exposure except the occasional grocery store. I somehow caught the flu, and here I am. But Henry, I know you travel a lot. Do you have your favorite like life pro tips?
That's the problem for me is that I spend half my time traveling and then the other half of my time working from home. So I spend half the time lowering my immune system and then the other half in small contained planes, right? And buses and shit. So I get sick a lot. My suggestion is pretty boring, but just drink lots of orange juice and rest a lot. I think when people try to just go, I'm not really sick, I'm just going to do my own normal routine, then you'll just be sick for like 4 or 5 days. But if you give yourself one day to just lounge around, you get better faster.
Well, I know you had, you lead such a rock and roll lifestyle. Today, apparently, you were doing a photo shoot. Like,
no, it was a video shoot.
No, I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, it's just funny. It's like, oh yeah, I could totally make the show, but I have a shoot in California today. And it just sounds like, it sounds so rock and roll, right? Like,
if you saw how boring it was, you wouldn't think it was rock and roll. This is one photographer blog somewhere.
I was actually go ahead.
No, I just think it's funny that so much of this stuff, you guys hear sort of the behind the scenes of it, but really it's all about cat stuff. And like, I'm sort of a secondary thought. And I have the distinction of having my cat has appeared in People magazine, but I didn't. And yet I appeared in Cat Fancy magazine. So you see, like, that's the level we're talking about. This isn't, it's the cat that's famous and it's me that's just sort of like the manager of the cat.
Well, glitch.
Does that emasculate you, Henry?
Yeah, it's humbling a lot of the time. I've walked around at events honoring Henri, and no one knows who I am. There's like a huge, like 6-foot cutout of a picture of him, and people are like taking pictures with him and everything. And I just wander around. No one has any idea who I am at all, and that's fine. It's better that way, I suppose.
I'm sure when you're hanging out with the cat, you're just giving him the eye and like, I made you.
Yeah, he is. Whenever I try to shoot some video or something and he doesn't want to cooperate, I'm just like, do you know what this means to me? Like, you're just, this is my livelihood, man. Get out from under the couch. I got mortgage payments. You're just a cat. Like, just
do cat things and be adorable. On cue.
Yeah.
But people have asked me, like, oh, now that he's famous, like, has it gone to his head? I'm like, he doesn't know that he's famous. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't Google himself. It's a cat. Or people are like, now that, you know, does he have all this special stuff now? And I was like, he was a pampered house cat in an affluent Seattle neighborhood already. Like, what more could we have done for him afterwards? He already had a purified water fountain, and he eats special food and special grooming. I mean, like, you know, we can give him a gold food dish, but come on. Sorry, what?
His own little goldfish bowl?
Yeah. Well, he had a fish tank. The TV show Tanked made him a special fish tank, and they filmed it. It was pretty fun.
Oh,
it was on some episode of Tanked. That had a story behind it, but I can't get into that.
Was there something in particular that made you in your history with Henri like go, oh my God, that's the inspiration, that's the like the light bulb moment where we have to make this a thing? Or did it happen very slowly.
So the first video I made was just I was in film school, and this is almost a decade ago, and I had an assignment that I was supposed to do a profile of someone, a video profile, and that was the only assignment, and I had waited way too long. I procrastinated, and I was house sitting, and Henri the cat was there, and we've been watching a lot of these old black and white like French New Wave films, and I thought maybe if I did a parody of one of those but with a cat, if it was funny enough, they wouldn't really notice I didn't follow the assignment, and it works. And I got an A. And
nice.
And but that was like the very infancy of YouTube. There's no Facebook, there's no Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like YouTube, it was less than a year old. And I put it up on YouTube just because a few people in my film school class wanted to send it to their aunt or whatever. And I was like, all right. And then for a few years went by, and it got, you know, like I think maybe 300,000 views over like 6 years or 7 years. And I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, oh, that's really cool. I certainly wasn't making any money of it or anything. And so then I decided, I made a Facebook page for the character, and everybody came out of the woodwork like, we want more, we want another video. And of course, I was thinking of it as like this little crafted film that I had made, but no one was like, this film is great, we need a sequel. Everyone was just like, we love this cat, we like the character, like we want more of the character.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a humbling part of it. I had to be like, okay, it's the cat, it's not me. And then I made the second one, and that's the one that really blew up and went viral, and mm-hmm. won the Golden Kitty Award, and they got the book deal and everything. It all happened really quick. So there was never really any intention of like, this is what I'm going to do with my life for a few years. It was just all sort of.
So there was no light bulb over your head. Yeah.
Not really.
I read the other day, I was reading some article about like, oh, this, you know, someone started this cat festival in San Francisco, and it wound up being like kind of a lark, but it actually wound up being like a huge turnout, and it was like so successful. They're like taking it on the road, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's part of that. Like, of course, like if you think about famous cats, you know, I mean, of course there's Maru. I love Maru, but, cats are
so. Have you seen the new Maru video? He just came out with a new one. He's in his smallest box yet. You wouldn't even believe he could fit into it, and he does it somehow. It's
amazing. He does it. How does he do it?
Yeah, it just came out. Yeah.
I love how Maru's owner makes him like special hats for his birthday. You know, like I think his seventh birthday hat is one of my favorites. It's like a little hand crocheted number, and it has the number 7 on it, and he's just sitting there in the rocking chair. It's just so funny.
I love how minimalist their apartment is, and like how cleanly it's shot, and it's all bright and everything. You know, it's so many times you see a really good cat video, but but it's like filmed all wrong. It's dark and it's shaky, and I'm just like, you know, I like really well filmed stuff.
Like when you see like a really hot chick taking a selfie, and in the background she's got her messy room, it's like, come on, take a little bit of time, clean up your mess, and then take the selfie in your underwear. Silly.
One of the first like viral photos I remember seeing years ago was of this chick, and she was taking a picture in like her mirror of her bathroom with her when she was wearing like underwear, clearly to send to some dude. And the angle, just you can just see there's just this huge turd in the toilet. And I was like,
oh, no.
How could you not notice that before you sent it to the guy? And you know, she's sitting there on her phone like, why is he not responding? I thought I looked hot.
Of course, Maru has the he's got that lovely Japanese aesthetic, the very simple home, and all of his cat toys and things to climb on are really beautiful. And I'm sure, of course, he gets all kinds of things sent to him, hoping to be in a video. You know, like he's marketing genius. But in Japan now, I was just reading that in Japan, Amazon in Japan has, you can now order monk services to come to your home. And it's like, it's $500 cheaper than if you actually went to the monastery and had your monk services like handled through the monastery. But so,
when we say monk services, I feel like nothing coming to my mind when I use that term. What do they do?
Well, like if there's certain like burial rituals or someone's just passed, or if you need like someone to do some sort of like monk-centric blessing on your home, or, you know, things monks do, I guess, where they have to make house calls.
I thought they were just like cleaning your house in bikinis or something. I didn't realize you meant that. I get it. You know,
okay, in college, you know, before I figured out that I could do other things and just to be able to go to college in San Francisco and pay rent, I did naked vacuuming services.
Oh, really? I think I remember you saying something about this before.
Yeah, it's totally a thing. I mean, like, pretty much anything you want now, you can order online. And, you know, eventually you'll be able to order it with Bitcoin, we hope. But I love the idea that...
Sorry, go ahead.
I just love the idea that, like you can order goats on Amazon to come be delivered to your house to take care of brush and weeds and stuff like that. And they'll like, mm-hmm. you can order them on well, if they're available in your area. So if you're in a populated area enough that they have like goat services, but you can order goats, like red goats, you know,
in Washington, you can order weed to be delivered and you could order booze to be delivered to your house. It's really fast. It's good. It's kind of funny. I feel bad every time I'm in the chat and someone's like, I just smoked my last, morsel of weed? What do you call it?
Dab.
Bit of, dab, yeah. Morsel. And I was just like, a little lump of it. I don't know the terminology yet.
No, it was just that was quintessential Henry.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. You can order anything you want now, and I think it's. I wonder, do you think that the first guy that requested naked vacuuming and cleaning was just worried that people were going to steal from him? So he's like, well, if they're naked, they can't pocket any of my jewelry or anything. Like that would be funny if there was like nothing sexual to it at all.
I bet that's really how he justified it to his wife.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, honey, you don't want any of your jewelry going missing. I don't want them to be naked, but I mean, I see no other option here.
It was a very interesting gig. I would go with a guy that was basically like a bodyguard, and he would be outside the door. And if there was any trouble, I never had any trouble. I never had anyone try to touch me. It was all very much on the up and up. It was just like mostly just lonely people or people who just wanted to watch someone doing something while naked and not worry about like, but there was enough of a demand for it. There was like six of us working at the company. So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Whatever works.
Hey, at least I can say I did that. You know, I don't know. It's funny. But like, I think everyone, it did pay well. It did pay well. I mean, I didn't get to do it very often, but it did pay well. I had to work around my school schedule. But, okay. So here's something that I was thinking about today. Especially we've had some, I don't know if you've had a chance to get caught up on any of our past not our past Fish Fry radio shows where we've been talking to people, but we've been waxing sort of philosophic about aliens and fake moon landings and I don't know. So, I mean, we had a very interesting conversation with Merlais.
I listened to that one. Yeah. I heard that one live.
Yeah. Oh, nice. But, you know, there's, and with David Bowie passing, I joked lightheartedly about like, he's been called back to the mothership or whatever, but there's this ongoing kind of, jokes and memes surrounding famous celebrities that have either made deals with aliens or, you know, they've made some sort of deal with someone or like the people who run the Sim or whatever to in exchange for fame and fortune, you know, like famously Daft Punk is like, you know, people talk about the robots, Daft Punk and how like, oh, they're probably aliens. They're just so brilliant or, you know, and, like Keanu Reeves is like, has been reincarnated so many times, and they've shown like famous paintings from the past that look exactly like Keanu Reeves, and he never ages. I mean, obviously, you know, obviously the Rolling Stones didn't make that deal because they all look like shit. But
so is the question whether this is real or not? Because I thought the Keanu stuff was like jokes.
No, yeah, it's definitely jokes. But here's
the thing about Kubrick and the moon landing thing is complete nonsense, I have to tell you. That's completely true. It's all totally made up. Yeah.
Apparently there's more footage now of like someone actually giving direction to this guy of like what to say. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But here's something that's interesting.
I cannot entertain any idea that we did not go to the moon and land on it and come back. I think it's 100% happened.
I promised Campmaster this was going somewhere good, so you better take it somewhere good. Is that like an interlude to a question, or did you just want to just randomly say Henry, like, by the way, Henry, I really believe in this. Like, I don't understand what that was for.
Well, here's the funny thing, and here's the tie-in that I thought was interesting when I was thinking about it today. So Pharrell Williams, you know, he's the one that did, you know, Happy, and he did this shit with Daft Punk, whatever. He used to be, how he got famous was he was in a band called Nerd, N-E-R-D, and it was one of my favorite things to put on the jukebox when I was playing pool many years ago. So. I looked him up because I was like, man, that was years ago. I kind of like, he looks so young. And so I looked at pictures of him when he was in Nerd, and he looks, he looks 15 going on 50. I mean, he looks just terrible. He looks like he's just aging so rapidly. And then when I look at him now, he looks so much younger than he used to look. So, and then the other thing that I thought was, no, seriously. And then, do you know what Nerd stands for? Do you know what Nerd stands for? No one ever really dies.
Oh. So. And, like, what's.
I think. I just think it's hanky.
I think it's totally hanky. That they are using alien technology to keep them from aging? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, so I'm open to the possibility that people might be tapped into something that's keeping them from aging. I'm open to the possibility, and I've seen people, you know, reverse gray hair and stuff.
From aging. He has millions of dollars, and he's a relatively healthy black man, and that's why he's not aged. There's Botox and there's Photoshop and
you can't reverse aging. You can slow it down. You can live longer and you can be healthier.
Keanu Reeves has good genes and some Botox.
They're doing stuff now where they're actually going in and manipulating genes, you know, and reversing aging and shit like that. Do you want to live forever? If you had the opportunity.
No, I'd want to live for a long time, but not forever. I think you're tired after a couple hundred years. I mean,
What if things start to get really interesting?
It depends on where I get frozen. Like, if they figure out how to stop you from dying, and I'm already like 88, I don't know if I want to live in an 88-year-old body for another 100 years, but it would depend on how mobile I was. What I really am hoping for is something like an Inception, where they get virtual systems that some tapped in directly into your head, so that your experience in your mind would be just like a reality, like a lucid dream or something. I think that would be great, like, if you were starting to get really old. Yeah, if you're like 80 years old.
Cut off my head and keep it alive, keep my brain alive, and just connect it to a computer. And
Or more just like, you know, if you're immobile, or your health when you're very elderly stops you from doing a lot of stuff, to be able to just sort of plug into something and be 25 years old again and skydiving or doing whatever. I mean, I think that's very, very feasible in the next 20, 30 years. And that would make aging seem not so bad. Rather, if your other option is just like sitting in a nursing home playing bingo, and I mean, that doesn't seem very exciting as to look forward to.
I think I'd totally opt for the parkour version of The Sim, you know? Like, I think parkour always looks so fun, and like people like jumping and leaping across tall buildings and, you know, climbing up drain pipes and, you know, just like making everything look like it doesn't, like you're almost weightless, you know?
Have you seen the version of parkour?
No.
It's called Didja. Didja is a parkour kitty, and she runs and jumps up trees and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Nice. I will check that out. So, do it. So, if you haven't yet signed up for the Fish Fry Tournament, it starts in 7 minutes, and we have a few changes this evening. We want to show everyone how fun it is to do player lookups, and so we've decided to, for bounties tonight, we're going to give our bounty winners a couple of chips and also add on a free lookup. And all you need to do to do that is take one of us out of the tournament. Tonight there will be a bounty on me and Kissapig and Glitch and Henry, because it is sporting to do the bounties on our guests.
I'll cover mine. Make sure you actually join this time, because remember you forgot.
I've been much better since then. It was tragic.
I'll put five down for Henri, for me.
Oh, wow. High roller, all right.
Okay.
Just because then I can blame it on that when I inevitably go out in, like, you know, 48th place.
Yeah. Well, people do play differently against you when there's a bounty on your head. There is no doubt. But so we're working on some membership stuff. And just so you know, if you bust one of us in the tournament tonight and you want to use your free lookup, all that will happen after the tournament. You'll get your bounty chips and your free lookup. And if you're not already signed up at sealsclubhouse.com, all you have to do is sign up and make sure you use your same username on our site as on SWC Poker, and it will be there for you. So,
and it's there, only cost three easy payments of $0.
That's right.
Hey, a fun fact, since you're talking about Pharrell, this is my, I didn't know if you were done with your clubhouse stuff.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have interrupted.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I just,
So Pharrell got his start when he was like 17 years old and he was still in school. And Teddy Riley, who was in he's in Black Street and all those things. And his kid, or like his nephew or something, was at the school, and they struck up a conversation, and he went into the studio with them while they were recording that song, All I Want to Do Is Put My Zoom, Zoom, Zoom in the Boom, Boom, the Rumshaker song, you know?
Yeah.
Pharrell came up with that chorus as like a 17.
Nice.
That was his start into the music business. So yeah, every time you hear Rumshaker, you can picture a 17-year-old Pharrell being like, I don't know, something about a zoom, zoom and a boom, boom. There's something there.
That song is dirty.
Yeah, it's the video is so 90s, just high-waisted bikinis, you know, just ridiculous.
Well, the nerd stuff that he was doing, like, so many of those lyrics are so dirty. And now he's just such a baby face, and he's like, he's all singing about being happy, but he has a freaky past. I know it. He's on my list.
I mean, I remember him in that era where it feels like he produced every song for like Nore and like Jay-Z and, all the clip stuff. I mean, I remember Grinding was a huge song, like, that was the first time I heard Pusha T and a bunch of those people. So yeah, he's just been behind the scenes for a long time, and then just now decided, or just in the last few years, to be like, "Hey, why don't point the camera at me a little bit?"
Yeah. No, he's incredibly talented. There's no doubt. There's a great interview with him and Oh, I hate it when I blank when I'm trying to think of shit. I did this the last time I was talking to you. God damn it. I totally blanked on someone's name.
An interview with Pharrell. And I was like, is it another musician?
Yeah, he's the one who's famous for always smoking blunts.
Barry Manilow.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. I was thinking it must be someone more obscure.
No. I blank on the important stuff. The regular casual stuff, or the stuff that doesn't improve my life quality whatsoever. Those are the things I remember to a T. No. So there's a great interview, like Snoop Dogg has his show and does interviews with musicians and other people, other celebrities and whatever. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people who just want to talk about shit he wants to talk about. But a really great interview with him and Pharrell. And I love Snoop Dogg. He's intelligent. He's pretty straightforward. He's obviously talented. And the two of them together do a good show. So...
I'll check it out
for you and post it. Yeah, it's a good one.
He had a really neat interview with Ellen DeGeneres a year ago or so.
Snoop Dogg did or Pharrell did?
No, Pharrell did.
Oh. Well, what was the Ellen? God, she's so G-rated.
He was just on Ellen's show. Yeah.
Okay.
Fish fry.
So Henry, are you ready to have people coming after you as if there were a bounty on your head, because there is?
I don't think it'll make a huge difference. I survived the first hand. I folded. I'm still in it.
Henry's still in it.
All in on it.
I have a standing bet with somebody, and I'm not allowed to say who, for the fish fry, that for 50 chips that I make the top half. So if there ends up being 70 people in it, I have to get 35th or better.
Nice.
He's basically made a comment that half the people on the site at least were better than me. And I was like, I can do better than half of the people. And he was like, all right. And so far, I'm only 2 for 3 and going and lasting halfway and lasting to the top half.
So it's not like a last longer bet. It's like a last half or bet.
It's like a, how much do I suck bet. The problem was last week I had a couple of points where it was like, I just needed one more person to bust and then I'd win the 50 chip bet. But I'm sitting here and then I had like, you know, queens, and there was like no one, it's, you know, no one's raised to me, and I'm like, all right. I decided to go for it a couple times and got lucky. So
I've notoriously, I think, never been in the money on any of the fish fry tournaments. Tragically.
You had a pretty big stack last time for a bit, I remember.
Yeah. And I bet whatever happened was, it wasn't because my hand was bad. I'm sure it's because I played it bad. People are constantly picking on me, like, why did you do that? I can't justify my poker behavior to anyone. I should not be required to justify my poker behavior to one single person, because every single one of you motherfuckers does stupid stuff and does really smart stuff. You know, I mean, we all have glorious moments that are bragging rights, and we all have lucky moments, and we all have times where we're like, God damn it, I tried to bluff and it didn't work, and I only had 15 chips left, so I guess I'm all in, you know? So,
how much wine have you had?
I have had 2 glasses of wine.
Nice.
I definitely have. I mean,
Does it sound like I have had more?
No. I definitely had a really dumb moment once in the tournament. I thought I had aces, and I had ace four. I just looked at it wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was just a king high board, and I just kept betting into it. And finally the guy actually, he had a king, but we didn't end up both all in. He just called and turned it over, and I turned it over the thing. And then honestly, until the dealer started pushing all the chips towards him, I was like, whoa, I get it. And the worst part was, I didn't know whether it was better to say out loud, like, oh shit, I thought I had aces. I wouldn't have played it that way, because that's pretty stupid. But also, if they just think I had ace four and I was overplaying the shit out of my hand, that's also stupid. I didn't know which avenue of stupidity I wanted to admit to in front of everybody at the table.
Admit to nothing.
Well, you know, as a really tight player.
Yeah, but this was a tournament at Atlantic City. Like, nobody knew who. I mean, I didn't know anybody at the table or anything.
But it's kind of like it's actually a good way to think about things. Like, as a tight player that needs to loosen up, I need to actually play more hands like I've got a really amazing hand, and like think to myself, how would I bet this if my hand was really awesome, you know?
Yeah,
and sometimes it would probably be really helpful. Yeah, but I think it would be sometimes really helpful to just be like, I swear to God, put a post-it note over my whole cards and just play and just get over my fear of, you know, betting when I don't have the nuts, you know?
Right. I've heard of a lot of players who have had prop bets that they could play a tournament and like finish at a certain level without ever looking at their cards. By playing other people. If you get the right tournament and some good mix of amateurs and stuff, and you're somebody that has a reputation, if you're Gus Hansen or somebody, there are players who have done that before on like a small tournament, just as a big prop bet. So I don't know how they've done, but yeah.
But also just as a really good exercise, I think, you know, I mean, Daniel Negreanu is one of those ones that I'm always impressed by his ability to read the table. I mean, he just like I've seen footage of him just being like, oh yeah, you have King 10, I'm folding. And the person totally has King 10. Like he calls out exactly the hands that people have, which is so impressive to me. But he's one of those players
He definitely has good reads and he definitely has great instincts. But I also think there's a little confirmation bias because that makes really good TV, you know, when he does something like that. So I think it ends up,
We don't
see the other 5 times when he calls it completely wrong. And he also a couple times on Poker After Dark, he'd call somebody's hand, and exactly like he'd be sitting there with a tough decision, and he'd be like, ah, you hit that jack got you the straight at the end, and you're like, yeah, and he goes, ah, dang it, all right, I call, and you're like, wait a minute, you just said exactly what he did, you knew exactly what it was.
I just donked it. I just stuck it all in with ace
you
queen.
You donked it
with ace queen versus ace king, and river to queen.
Mm.
He had a flush.
Oh, yeah. Somebody hates you.
I hit a two.
Somebody's gonna be talking about how rigged it is.
I'm fucking bad at this game, man.
Oh, you're better than me. But you know, I'm working on it. Okay, I did just to reassure everyone, I just for the tournament, I am actually here. I'm actually playing. There is a bounty on my head, and if you get a bounty on one of us, I want to remind people, if you're not signed up yet at salesclubhouse.com, you can sign up with us. If you enjoy listening to our radio show, or if you enjoy the free things that we offer for tracking your own stats and stuff like that, we accept donations, and it's what keeps us not feeling sad. So feel free to donate to the clubhouse. And if you do win a bounty and you're not signed up, you can sign up at salesclubhouse.com. So there. Due diligence. I've done it.
For the Seals Clubhouse February Player of the Month.
Yes.
If you make it onto the Player of the Month leaderboard listings, you will be eligible for some sort of prize. There will be more details later, but yeah. Try to make it into the top 50 of the Player of the Month. The way that works is, I believe it adds up your best 10 scores of the month using a formula that has to do with it's like you get more points if you win a bigger field tournament. That's pretty much what it boils down to. The buy-in matters some, but the field size matters some too. If you beat a field of 50 people in the Saturday 500, that's worth more. That's worth more than if you take down a nightly special, you know. So
your top. And I can confirm. I can confirm that from personal experience. If you only play sit and goes and small tournaments and you lose them all, you do not end up on the Player of the Month top 50 list. That has been my experience.
Losing games don't count against you for the Player of the Month top 50 list. You just need to get...
But if they only count your top 10 wins and you don't have 10 wins over the month, I think that's also probably a knock against your chances. So that's from my experience. Sounds cool.
Yeah, we think it's going to be... We think it's going to be either next week or the week after. So just finalizing the details and getting things worked out and making sure our tech is all in order, because, you know, tech is important. And we're also working on a couple of other leaderboards that are a little bit non-traditional.
Yeah, they're going to add some fun...
That aren't just...
Some fun stuff to track. I don't know if there's going to be prizes on those leaderboards. Right now, just Player of the Month, but
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
And Henry, you had talked at some point about wanting to do silly tournament with weird prizes. What did you have in mind?
Well, I thought it would be really fun to do just like, I mean, something that's pretty similar to the fish fry, but have it be limited in terms of how many people can join, but also to be free to get in. So maybe it's a prize pool of, you know, 100, and maybe we only allow, you know, 50 people in, and we find some way for people to join. And then I just wanted to have a huge amount of absolutely ridiculous, like bounties and odd prizes. So say of the 100 chip prize pool, maybe only, 40 chips are dedicated to like the top finishers, and then 60 are just like, if you knock out somebody whose name starts with the same letter as yours, you get a certain amount of money, or like, you know, if right. you win a certain size pot with seven deuce, or you know, if you knock out a person with a number in their name, you get that many chips, whatever the number is, you know.
So like a scavenger hunt type tournament.
Yeah, just absolute nonsense. What I really want is for whoever's in the tournament to be constantly looking at the list of like all the weird things before every hand, so it just gets completely ridiculous. So they're like, well, I mean, I don't have a great hand, but my equity is the fact this guy has the same last letter in his name as the first letter of my name, so there's an extra equity in that. That's what I want. Just completely.
Well, Catmaster is recommending that first place gets a slightly used dildo.
We prefer gently used rather than slightly used.
Yeah.
Because you can slightly use it just very vigorously.
Free to a good home.
Glitch just took me out. I had a royal flush draw. I couldn't resist. Yeah, you flopped the flush.
I know you had a flush draw.
I turned the straight.
You had no reason. You had no reason to think he was there. Yeah, it's just.
It's just how it is. Damn it! Glitch it.
More time for one.
You had like a 9-3. I don't even know.
I had a 9-6. Yeah. It was a big blind special.
There's always
because you all limped. You limped your queen 3, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I just won a big hand.
Yeah, I was in the big blind. I was just like, yeah, I'll see the flop.
You didn't even need the 10
and
on the flop.
And then it comes down.
No.
What?
Henri just got it all in with Killa. Well, not quite all in, but maybe. But Killa still has 666 left, which is really strange. But he had 10s versus 9s.
I did not plan it that way. Yeah, no, I flopped a full house. It's pretty easy to play poker when you do that.
Oh, Vino just says, so Glitch has a double bounty? That should happen. I just devoured Spite's bounty. Yeah, you bust me.
Oh, yeah.
You get 4 chips.
That's true.
That's what's up. 4 chips and 2 lookups.
And, yeah, that's right. Now they're going to be gunning for you. Gently cradled. Sorry. Now that I'm not playing, I can actually read chat, which is, you know, always hilarious.
No, Glitch does not have a double bounty.
Yes, he does.
Have you not been listening, Kissa?
No.
Yes. That's exactly how it works. You know what? I'm going to bust you and get a triple bounty.
No, no, don't do it. Please don't do it. I'm going to cash one of these. Wake up, Kissa. What?
Last night I was sitting out here playing some poker and there was an owl in the trees and he was going, ooh, ooh. And I started to talk back to him and going, ooh, ooh. And he was totally having a conversation with me. It was so cool. There are certain animals I think that I have an affinity with, and owls are just one of those ones. But have you ever had a conversation with an owl?
A group of
you cat communers. Parliament.
Like, I don't feel any sort of affinity towards a bird. I don't know how you could think that.
I have to agree. My mom had little parakeets.
Yeah. Like, I can make sounds with my lips that make parakeets turn their heads and look, but they don't think I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh, that's a strange
There's a
sound.
Huge difference between a parakeet and an owl. Come on.
This is true, but yeah. I don't think the owl thought that you were speaking owlish when you said hoo hoo.
He probably got
No,
really
I was just having fun. No, that could have been
probably,
totally pissing him off.
Like, oh yeah, hoo hoo, yeah, and the cow goes moo. We've heard all this shit.
And then did you both go eating field mice? Did you go hang out in a barn for fun?
Hey, I know other
I would totally hang
owls.
Out in a barn for fun.
I would too.
But
I don't know why I made fun of that.
So owls fly around at night, and so they evolved to have really, really good eyesight. But their eyesight evolved so much that their eyeballs aren't even round anymore. They're conical, like they're ovals. But because of that, they can't turn their eyes around in their head, which is why they develop their neck to be so flexible. All owls can do is look straight ahead. They can't dart their eyes around. So that's why sometimes people think they look kind of creepy, because we're used to seeing eyes scanning in humans and even dogs, cats, monkeys, whatever. Okay.
I don't think owls are creepy. And like, oh god, especially baby owls. Owls, little owls. I love owls. They're so great.
Have you ever seen one eating something though? It's pretty gross.
Yeah,
they're fantastic hunters.
I was in a tree stand last year and had one hit a little red squirrel right at the foot of my tree stand. And watched him hit. He sat on that thing, looked up at me, and then took off with it, and not a sound out of any of it. You didn't even hear a leaf rustle. They are amazingly quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, I respect them as hunters. I just think it's gross when they're eating things and they have to like shake their head to swallow them down, you know.
Yuck.
I watched my cat eat a hummingbird, you know. Oh, like, no. That wasn't pretty either. Oh, no, seriously. It was an accident. I wasn't encouraging her per se. It's just that she came in with what looked like a big moth in her mouth, and it was like fluttering, and I was like, "Oh shit, she's got a giant moth. That's crazy." But it turns out it was like, by the time I realized it was actually a hummingbird, I was like, "Oh no!" And so I like go towards the cat to try to like get the hummingbird out of the cat's mouth, and she just looks at me and she goes, chomp, one bite, swallows the whole fucking hummingbird. I'm like, damn, okay, nature. I don't know, nature. It ain't pretty all the time, but it certainly is present. And anytime you're hanging out with animals, you're seeing all that nature can be in all of its splendid glory and horrifying tragedy all at once.
I had a hummingbird nest in my willow tree at the back of my house, and the whole nest was maybe 2 inches long and was attached to one of the weeping willow fronds, you know. And I could sit there and watch this bird go into its nest and come out of its nest on a daily basis. It was pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, hummingbirds are
strange creatures.
Picture of a hummingbird moth. Have you ever seen a hummingbird moth?
No.
I didn't know what it was.
Flowers, just like hummingbirds, and they look like a big black and white bee. I mean, a really big black and white bee, but they go from flower to flower. They're very.
I've seen some cool moths.
I got a picture of it.
Damn, Kissy, you're unstoppable.
You can read more about it at sealswithbugs.com. We have pictures of all of the moths.
.com? There's never a .com.
.edu? That's...
Yeah. Brian wants to know who's on there. Henry the Cat is on. That's who's on with tonight.
Welcome.
They need to make a domain extension that's equivalent to the 555 area code of movie phone numbers.
Yeah, just for movies. Yeah. You know what's funny is there is a .cat extension. It's for Catalonia, which is, you know, region of Spain, and I actually got my name .cat, and I just made. So, made up some lie about how I used to live. I mean, I used to live in Spain, but I never lived in Catalonia. And I just made up some bit about it, and I actually got it. So now, at some point, I really just want to get a business card that says my name .cat and just nothing else.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost want to. They put just released HTTP a whole bunch of that, so they know it's a URL.
Yeah, because otherwise, it's like, is that just, yeah, you know, like just, a logo?
Is this like a typo? I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Because if I saw that, I wouldn't necessarily be like, I'm not typing that shit in. That's got to be a joke. Or I'm going to get a virus.
They just added a whole bunch of new ones the other day. Like, there's now like .porn and a whole bunch of new dot whatevers have been added to the mix. So you can get, you know, more specifically, you know, like .pet or, but, you know. Come on, who doesn't want .porn at the end of their website address?
Spycheck.porn.
Yeah.
You know what? You go for that.
I just think it would be hilarious.
Maybe you could get back into the vacuuming business.
Spycheck at nakedvacuum.porn.
I'll reserve the naked vacuuming tasks to the poor college kids in San Francisco, where it's now like $4,000 for a one bedroom apartment in the Mission, which back when I was living in the Mission was like the Mission. It was not gentrified yet. Like, and it was still fucking expensive, but you got to leave those jobs to the college kids that are struggling, man. They're eating beans and rice. They need those high paying weird jobs.
Oh, so I had weird jobs.
I'm happy to leave it to them.
I worked at a call center patching calls for like from emergencies to ambulances and doctors on call and stuff. And I didn't drink in college, so I took all the shifts at like 7 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, where like nobody else was like, I'm not fucking working at that time. Which means I got paid more, and also I was the only one that spoke Spanish there, so I got paid extra for all of the calls that came in from the county. If someone didn't speak English, they spoke Spanish, they went to me. But it meant that I had to learn how to say all of these horrible maladies in Spanish. And it's just like, I don't want to know how to say bloody vomit in Spanish. That's never going to help me later in my life. But the saddest part was so many people didn't have health insurance. And then Whatcom County, in Bellingham, where my college was, there's a lot of sort of migrant workers and undocumented workers. And they were absolutely reticent to go to the hospital unless they absolutely had to. And I couldn't give any health advice. I was just told I can't do anything. All I can do is say, you know, I'm patching you through to a doctor or whatever. But it was so sad because sometimes they call and be like, my kid has a temperature of 250 and he's been bleeding out of his eyes for 3 days. And I'm not sure if I should take him to the doctor or not.
No.
Fine, go to the doctor. But I couldn't say anything. I'd just be like, I will patch you through to the clinic. So it was kind of a sad.
Yeah. So you went to Western.
I did. Well, I went to, that's where I finished. I went to other places before that. And then I went to Spain. when I came back, I just did my last little bit at Western.
I did not go to Western, but I had friends that went to Western, and I spent a lot of time up at the campus at Western, either trying to find places to make out behind a sculpture, or Western has some of the greatest sculptures ever. Like, they have a really great program where they have, you know, it's a beautiful campus. But I've spent a fair share of time on the Western campus, but mostly doing things like, you know, dropping acid and playing on sculptures. So
yeah, I spent my time studying, you know, like,
that's what college is for, right?
But yeah,
whatever, really, dude. Like, you gotta take a break sometimes.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time
getting people not to study and drop acid with me and play on sculptures instead. Because they were going to college and I wasn't.
Yeah, I haven't thought about Western in a while.
I was a terrible influence.
I just remember I had so much fun in college and I really enjoyed the experience. But looking back on it, though, it's just so strange how it was just assumed there was a party every weekend. And sex was just like, there was just so little effort put forth. You know, the idea of like having to go out and like try to hit on somebody or use all these apps or whatever. In college, it was just like, I don't even remember how, like, half of the time I hooked up with people, how it even started. It was just like, you know, you'd be in class with someone and, you know, you'd smile at them. And then like 4 hours later, you're doing it in your dorm room and you're like, what just happened? I put in no effort and it just sort of happened. I wish that.
You would not want to be in college now. Now you have to get like, you have to get with this whole social justice warrior bullshit that's trending. God, I wish it would get over with soon. But now you have to get like signed in triplicate statements from the woman that you're about to have sex with that she hasn't been drinking and she totally approves of having sex with you, or else you could get in trouble for, you know, you could become a sex offender. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, colleges now, like, there's no free speech anymore on college campuses. They're not encouraging that kind of behavior. There's no get drunk and get laid you know?
Yeah, so. I think that there's a healthy mix, though, because there was, I mean, it did, not in Bellingham, I didn't really notice a lot of it, but there's a lot of big colleges where the sheer volume of sexual assaults would just stagger you. So the idea that
sure, Western was terrible.
To it, I mean, the idea that there's no overreaction, I mean, college to it, is I understand. Definitely,
yeah.
But yeah. You know, they have to do something. I mean, signing in triplicate, you know, that's obviously too much, but yeah.
Nancy says, damn, that cat has you trained, Henry. What? I'm sitting in my tournament playing, and all of a sudden Nancy teleports to my table. She just says, damn, that cat has you trained, Henry.
I don't even know what that means.
I thought it was related to something you just said, but I guess...
No, I was talking about having sex in college.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry.
He was talking about pussy, but he wasn't talking about his cat.
Well, thanks, Nancy. I'm sorry for that. Go on. You're talking about a serious topic, too.
God, I haven't had a hand in a long time.
Haven't we discussed this, Henry? It's apparently not what hand you have, it's what you shove. I just watched Catmaster with what do you call it? Like, right, you're not on the button, but you're like one right before the button. Okay. What would you call that?
Cutoff, yeah.
The cutoff. So he's on the cutoff, and he basically makes a play where he's shoving like seven something negligible, and the other guy like on the button calls him with ace king. Of course he hits a seven. Ace king is like, I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if you don't have a hand, apparently, because now Catmaster is doubled up in shit.
Well, you have to have a hand to shove because you have to make a fist, right? Are we still talking about sex, or is this I'm talking about poker. Never mind. I got mixed up with the two conversations. That's my fault.
Wow.
It's totally fine. The innuendos is all good.
Has Latin registration ended, I'm assuming? Because yeah,
yes. Okay. We're officially playing.
62 people. So I have to get 31st or better to win my 50 chip bet.
Nice.
Shouldn't be that hard. There's
43. Don't say that. I knew it was so that could be easy. I'm going to be held king versus ace.
There's 43 people left, dude. You got this.
Oh. Somehow the cat got out. I have to put her inside. I'll be right back, you guys. Holy shit.
Damn, that cat has you trained, Spite. That's called a callback, ladies and gentlemen, in the comedy world.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, I made the unfortunate mistake of paying attention to my hand and not what you were saying, so I missed like that 1 minute of what you were saying, and I just took it on confidence that Nancy wasn't just stoned.
I still don't even know what she's referring to.
I don't either.
I think maybe she thinks Catmaster is me, and it's just like my alternate name. There's this new guy that's been playing this Chris something. It's like Chris Smith Bull altogether.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, got him confused with Catmaster. And he was talking about, I was in jail and I used to be on heroin and meth. And I was like, this dude sounded totally not like that when I was listening to him on the Twitch stream. And then I realized, oh, I got him mixed up.
Oh, no.
I used to always get bonks and... like way back in the day, bunks and damn it. Clearly still getting them mixed up. Like he always used to call me a faggot and like he made big bets with sports with me. Bow to the bot. Yeah. For some reason,
I love how you described their names. He always used to call me homophobic insults and I used to make big bets with him. Oh yeah.
I was like, I'm just waiting for someone to pop into the chat and be like, so he calls you a faggot and you made big bets with him. You're going to have to be more specific.
I was about to say that, but then you thought of his name. Yeah, I was about to go for the easy joke. Yeah, he was around earlier.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. He doesn't play as late as I'm on usually anymore.
Correct.
In the afternoon. being a nuisance.
Yeah, I, for some reason, I have a trouble. I'm pretty good with names and faces in general, but I have, there's certain categories of names that I just lump together, and I always get people mixed up like that. I think of the name as Jeff and Kyle. That's the same name to me. It's just in the same part of my brain. So if someone's named Kyle or Jeff, that's it. They have one name, and I just have a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
You only got a 25 letters in your Rolodex.
I don't know what it is.